You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Life Insurance Corporation on Monday got the nod from the markets regulator SEBI for an additional 3 years to achieve a 10% minimum public shareholding in the company. Now, the insurance major needs to achieve the 10% MPS on or before May 16, 2027, said the company in an exchange filing. SEBI asks all the listed companies to have a minimum of 25% free float. Now, for the companies listed newly, SEBI gives them 3 years' time. But companies having over Rs. 1 trillion of market capitalization post-issue needs to meet the 25% MPS rule within 5 years. LIC stocks rose almost 6% to an intraday high of Rs. 982.90 post the SEBI nod. Next up, Indian primary aluminium manufacturers are expected to post operating margin growth of over 25% on year this fiscal owing to continued healthy demand, better realizations and a likely reduction in the cost of production driven by cheaper energy and alumina, stated a report by CRISIL. This is against approximately 20% growth in the fiscal 2024. The industry, it added, is capital intensive, requires upfront capex and is marked by volatile operating profitability. Therefore, an increase in operating profit will reduce reliance on debt to fund ongoing capex, mainly for increasing capacity and the share of value-added products and for operational linkages, and will support credit metrics. In other news, Jyoti Labs on Wednesday reported its fiscal fourth quarter profit at Rs. 78.16 crore, up 32.4% in comparison to Rs. 59.03 crore during the corresponding quarter in FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 659.99 crore, up 7% as against Rs. 616.95 crore during the fourth quarter of the previous fiscal. Jyoti Labs delivered sales at Rs. 660 crore for Q4 FY24, up 7% against the same period last year. It said, quote, during the year, we have focused on enhancing our distribution reach, thereby surpassing our direct reach at 1.2 million retail outlets, focused on new launches, increasing engagement with customers, thereby strengthening our core business, end quote. In another development, India's largest airline, IndiGo, is planning to buy up to 100 small planes and is holding discussions with aircraft makers on the matter. The fleet expansion is expected to strengthen its hold on the regional routes, a source revealed. ATR and Embraer are amongst aircraft makers that the airline has been holding discussions with. Although a final decision has not been made, the general strategy is to pursue a firm order of 50 planes with the option to acquire an additional 50 of the same aircraft, the source further said. The airline recently placed an order for 30 wide-body A350 planes. This will push its domestic and international operations. Moving on, Jindal Stainless Limited on Tuesday announced that it has supplied high-end steel for the Indian Railways One Day Metro Train project. The company provided approximately 50 tons of 21 LN grade stainless steel for 12 train coaches. JSL indicated its readiness to supply more material if the railways opt to continue using their high-end grade for future One Day Metro train sets or underframes. The supplied 21 LN stainless steel grade is noted for its corrosion resistance, higher strength and durability. The company said, quote, Jindal Stainless has supplied about 50 tons of stainless steel of 21 LN grade for 12 coaches of the project. We will supply more material if the railways plan to continue with the high-end grade for the upcoming One Day Metro train sets or for the underframes, end quote. Next up, the Air India Express officials on Tuesday stated that after experiencing disruptions due to a cabin crew strike for almost a week, the operations of the airline have nearly returned to normal, with no flight cancellations reported. It may be noted that last week a section of the cabin crew reported sick to protest alleged mismanagement at the carrier, resulting in the cancellation of hundreds of flights since last Tuesday. An official confirmed that operations have normalized, with all scheduled flights operating on Tuesday. The airline operated around 345 flights, including approximately 201 international flights, with no cancellations, the first time this has happened since the strike began last Tuesday. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a negative note. On May 15th, the BSE Sensex fell 72 points, or 0.10% to finish the day's trading at 73,032.95, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 8.45 points, or 0.04% lower at 22,209.40. Bank Nifty closed down 155 points or 0.32% at 47,704.50. Bucking the trend, Nifty Midcap 100 closed in the green, up 469.30 points or 0.93% at 50,694.50. Aadhar Housing Finance made a muted listing on the bosses on May 15th. The company's share were listed at Rs. 315 on the National Stock Exchange. Shares of Bharti Airtel surged by over 2% in early trading on Wednesday, as the telecom company's quarter four numbers met analyst estimates. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.